Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Again, back to NBC Sports Bay Area. This is what Logan said when he brought up Buster Posey's name.
If there's one thing about Buster Posey, is I don't think he's okay with losing. I don't think he's okay with even being 500. He wants to win, and I'm not going to play his job because that's not my job, but I don't think he's okay with this. I don't think there's a lot of people okay with this in this clubhouse.
Okay. So let's stack those comments up. This is the most talented team I've ever played on. This is the most frustrating season so far. We had a lot of things go wrong. We let them stay wrong. And Buster Posey is not okay with this. Okay, add all that up, and I'm going to tell you, and again, I'm not just reacting to these comments from Logan Webb. But if you add all of that up, how can you firmly with certainty say that Bomell's going to be back? And let me add one other thing to think about. If Bomell was like certainly going to be back, why wouldn't have Buster Posey said that by now? Why wouldn't you come out and say it? I mean,
now's not the time.
Why not?
Well, you already extended him, so do you really need to come out and give him another vote of confidence?
Sure, because the question's being asked. I promise you, if Buster Posey is talking to any media member, it's the number one question being asked. So what's your answer? If the answer was he's back next year, somebody would have reported that, or that would have been broadcast wherever Buster was talking. They haven't done that yet. All I'm saying is the silence around Bob right now isn't very silent.
It's not silent, and Steiny and Goo, during our crossover, Steiny played the truncated Bob Melvin comments after the game, and you can hear his frustration, and Bob he's smart enough and he's veteran enough to know exactly what's going on. And if you want to go back 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks to the day, and you talked a lot about it, I'll never forget that Friday night. We'll always have that, the Pat Bailey walk-off salami that got you right on the cusp of a playoff, and it was a culmination sensation of a great 2.5 week run. And since then, they have been absolute dog Schmidt. And last night was just another example of that. And so Bob's not only frustrated with what's happened, but he also is well aware of what this means for him and for everybody.
Let's go to Mark in Piedmont. Mark, thank you for the call. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, guys, enjoy your show. I think Logan Webb just contradicted you totally, Willard. Melvin, did he have the best talent in the world at the Padres with Soto and Tatis and Machado? And did he do well there? No. So about the clubhouse.
But, Mark, I'm confused. What do you mean Logan contradicted me? Well, I'm confused.
Logan said we have the best talent he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Melvin had the best talent in the Padres. If Logan's correct and they had the best talent that the Giants he's ever seen with the Giants when he's been here, then it's not the clubhouse. But you lose the clubhouse because you don't know how to manage, You don't know how to pick the right players, and you make the wrong game time decisions.
I'm not saying otherwise, Mark. That's why I'm confused by the whole contradiction idea. I agree with you. That's what Logan's saying, and what I'm telling you right now is that for 4 weeks, I've stood on a box and said, you can think Bob Melvin should go. I'm telling you he won't, and I am now moving my position. I still think he's a slight favorite to stay, but I am no longer convinced, and Logan's commentary is only part of that. But I agree with you, Mark.
Well, that's fair then. I think he's gone. You can't have a season like they just have, like a roller coaster, and tell me that he's not gone. I mean, if they were to continue to win a few, but I mean, 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 12 losing at the end of the year. The other thing is the manager's the one who decides to put the players on the field, right? And if he doesn't put the right players on the field, right, then they're not going to win.
There are computers that are partially doing that now, Mark. I mean, that is just that's a sign of the times in baseball. Yes, Bomell has a lot of say, and certainly he's also the final say with making pitching changes and things like that. But as far as lineups and even the plan and in terms of what reliever is going to come in, you'd be shocked at how much that's computers and how much that's decided before a series even starts, let alone a game.
That's fair. I maybe not be aware of that. That's very fair, Willie. Well, I tell you what you saw this year is that both Ray and Webb are not number one starters. At best, number two, they wear out in the end of the year. You couldn't count on them. If you had to win one game, could you really go into that game saying, yeah, Robbie Ray or Logan Webb? No. They need to figure out a way to get a number one starter behind them, and they need a 300 hitter. Having a bunch of 260 hitters just is not going to make it. So love your show, guys. Keep doing what you do.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, they need a 300 hitter. Do you know how many of those exist?
I was going to say.
Take a guess. How many guys who qualify, which is three at-bats a game, how many 300 hitters were there in baseball this year?
In all of baseball?
In all of baseball. The National and the American League.
Scut-da-da-da. I mean, it's going to be stunningly low. I'll throw out a number. Three.
Eight. Is the answer. Eight.
Eight of them.
Aaron Judge, by the way, leading baseball at 325. Toronto has two of them. There are no 300 hitters. And my defense for Bob Melvin, my number one defense is going to be you traded away your bullpen and then your closer got hurt and you were left with a Lucchese, a Bivens, who I like, friend of the program. We had him on last year when he popped.
Guy. Yeah.
An absolutely unbelievable story. And Ryan Walker. So you lost your closer, your anointed closer, your best setup guy. You traded a couple other arms. And yeah, Bob, go out there and make sure you don't lose any games late.
And then Randy got hurt. Yeah.
Right.
So you traded a bunch away. Then guys got hurt. I mean, in leverage situations right now, they're using Piguero. We didn't even know who that was until like 4 weeks ago. So that's fair. But then again, these things are all attached and all cyclical. You can say, well, you traded away your best people. Well, why did they trade away their best people? Well, because they were losing every game. Now, did Bob have a hand in that? He has to. He's the manager. So I'm at a point right now. I know a lot of people have Bob Melvin opinions. I am not in a spot of having a strong Bob should go opinion. That's not where I am. I still lean that he will. And I still lean that he should. At the same time, I know how these things work, and sometimes it does get a little political. Public relations comes into play. I don't think Bob has lost the locker room. And because I don't think Bob has lost the clubhouse, I would lean in the direction of keeping him. However, this is sort of where I'm at right now. This is eight times in 9 years where the Giants have missed the playoffs. And I know sometimes the organization faces, when it used to be Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt, and now even Buster Posey, they feel like these very just kind of soft-spoken, non-emotional sort of people. I think those days are done. And it may look like that from the outside. It's not that. It's not that. I promise you, this is stuff getting thrown off the walls type of a vibe, and Logan's not wrong. Buster is not going to stand for this. I don't know if that means Bob, but there is going to be a very, very new. I think this was the year you receive everything.
Yeah.
Let's evaluate, and then there'll be some thump of some sort in terms of their vibe and the way they approach this going forward, because this isn't okay.
It's not okay, but I don't know if I was to look at and whiteboard this problem that they've had. And the problem doesn't just go this year. If you go from the last 4 years, they are playing about 495 ball, and that is with Kapler and Farhan. That's with Buster and Zach and Bob and, you know, additions and subtractions and all the rest of it. You've been the same team. So what's what's the fix? Is the fix a new manager? And if so, who are you going to get? Is it a new hitting coach, well, a new pitching coach, yeah, a new staff, a new what? I think the fix is honestly another 81 games of, all right, Bob, now you have a talented team, because they didn't have these guys all year long. Now you're going to have all of them fresh and ready in March. Now let's see what you guys can all do together.
They're not under any obligation to say it publicly. But remember halfway through the season when things were really going south, and every time people said, hey, what's wrong? They'd be just like,
I don't know.
And so I don't know if you did. I tried to hit some people up in the organization off air. Hey, what's wrong? And you know what I would keep getting? Same answer. I don't know. Like, if they knew, they'd fix it. So the comment that you just pointed out is a significant one.
That's a good question.
I mean, Logan Webb saying there's things that went wrong and we just let wrong stay there. That suggests to me, dude, you do know what's wrong. Wouldn't you love to know? And again, they're under no obligation. But what was it? It still doesn't make sense.
How many things are broke? A lot.
Very good.
I mean, it's a lot. You don't field, you don't run, and you traded away your bullpen. You don't hit with runners in scoring position. You don't hit situationally. And that's just a quick five.
Yeah. No, I obviously there are at least three jobs up for grabs. Catcher, second base, right field. Are all on notice.
Pitcher.
Well, sure.
Closer.
That's every year.
Yeah.
That's every year. All right, back to Laughing Monk Sunday in Sunnyvale, the kickoff show. Food, drink, great games in the parking lot. The show at 10 with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal. All the early games on TV. And if you're going to the game, free shuttle to and from the stadium. Park at Laughing Monk for free. Join the party. Take the shuttle back and forth to the game. All you got to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now. Space is limited. 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show graphic and then click on the Eventbrite link and you can sign up. We hope to see you there. 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls. Joe Thomas, Hall of Fame offensive tackle in a half hour. You also need to hear what Shams said Jimmy Butler is doing right now. So that's all coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've been doing deep dives and just trying to stay present with you and the content.
Nice of you. Yeah,
well,
it's nice
you know, because there's so many things that can distract in here. We've got three TVs. We've got various maintenance work that's being done. There's so much going on that could distract, and so I try to not have there be additional things that distract me.
Are you distracted by Bob Melvin's job status?
Not at all.
No?
And I'm really unmoved by... I'm a little bit moved. The Logan comments and you're not reporting anything. But
No.
You have a good sense of the winds of change that can be a blowin'.
I think that there is some. I'm not going to say Buster has or hasn't made up his mind. I think there's some fuzziness to the picture, and I didn't think that.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago you were definitive.
Yeah.
And now I don't think you're putting it at 50-50, but you've definitely moved toward a 65-35. That feels more like it. And I think about a couple things. One, how much of this is on Bob? Well, none of us really know. We can all think what we think, and Guru runs hot on Pat Burrell, the hitting coach, and I can see some of that. And Matt Williams, the third base coach, your favorite, your boyhood idol, and you know Bob Melvin and this and that, but... couple things. One, has he lost the clubhouse is always the biggest one, and I don't believe that he has. And number two is, all right, so you're going to move off of Bob Melvin. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to elevate Matt Williams? It looks like, from the reports I've been reading, that Bruce Bochy's more likely to re-retire. So I think that he's more likely to retire than he is to rejoin the Giants. So if you want to move off of Bob Melvin, what are you going to do about it?
I have a really unpopular take on that anyway.
Okay.
That would be the wrong move. I could not love Bruce Bochy more.
Hey, Mark, happy birthday.
Okay, gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark, this is Boat. Hi, Mark, happy birthday again.
All right, see you later.
34-second interview.
I love that man. I could not
be... He called on your birthday.
I could not be a bigger fan of that man. Some advice was given to me by somebody who I really, really trust years ago after a job was kind of taken from me. By a person who then had their job taken from them.
And karma.
Then the job kind of started to come back and be like, whoops, we actually shouldn't have let you go. Can we maybe bring you back? And some advice was given to me about the idea of trying to redo history again. And something that was great once, and you go back and do it again. It almost never works out the way that you think it works out. I love that man. That's not the right thing, in my opinion, for the Giants to do right now. A, I don't think it's available. B, as you said, he's much more likely to re-retire. Second, and C, and this is the big thing, I really want to let that experience with Boch, I want to leave that right where it was. It was perfect. So Hall of Fame manager, he came here, brought three championships to the Bay when they had never been here before. And I do not want to. You remember when Phil Jackson went back to the Lakers? Ugh. It was a mess.
I'd forgotten about that.
It was a mess.
Yep.
Mike Shanahan went back, I think, to Washington. Maybe I'm remembering that incorrectly. But like there are great coaches who then you go back to the, it doesn't look the same. It's not just like, oh, Boach, we're going to win it all. It's a completely different league now with a completely different roster. He's a great manager. I'm not saying that, but I don't think that that would look and feel like people think it would look and feel.
I don't think that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, baseball is totally different, and he got another one in Texas, and this year they have kind of finished the year not unlike the way the Giants have finished the year. So that's always the thing that I look at. Okay, you want Bob Melvin out. Who is going to be your replacement, and what are you going to do philosophically? That, for me, Mark, is the bigger one. And I was talking earlier about Marco Luciano. You realize that he's played 500 games in the minor leagues with an OPS of 800 in the minor leagues.
Uh-huh.
500 games. He just turned 24, and yet he doesn't have a position. You don't want him to play virtually anywhere on defense, and yet he's still in the organization, and he still can't play defense. So where do we put the blame for that? Certainly it's on the player to a great extent.
Not Bob Melvin. That's right. What I mean, Marco Luciano's been here forever.
So I look more organizationally at the problems with the Giants, and you haven't really ever developed a great farm system, and you haven't had a pipeline of players who come up and excel. And it's been that way since, 2009? You go back to Pablo and Timmy and he's a horse and
Mad Bum,
Posey, and those guys. Since then, you haven't had that pipeline. So is that on Kapler or Boach or Melvin? Of course not.
No, it's an organizational failure.
That's
my thing. And it's like, man, I'm a firm believer. Nothing is ever one person's fault. It just never. And I know
Than Steve Kerr not developing young people.
Well, sure, that's completely on Steve because he's an awful human being. But outside of that, I do not want to get political here or anything like that, but when something awful happens in the world, when somebody does something awful, 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 even if you want to say 99.9% of the blame is on them, I guarantee you, if you wanted to really do a deep dive and go look at that person's background and who raised them or who abused them or who whatever, like, nothing, in my opinion, is ever one person's fault. And that absolutely applies to sports when we're looking at seasons that have gone awry. So my ears are wide open to the idea of Bomel stays, Bomel goes. If he goes, who are you going to bring in? My ears are wide open. I would tell you that if I was making the decision, Bomel would be back next year. But I get it. I get it. I share the absolute feeling that this is not acceptable Giants baseball. This organization has too many resources, too much money, too great of a ballpark, too wonderful of a history to have fallen into this situation where we have collectively decided, it was like, well, you can't compete with the Dodgers. I mean, they're just too good. They've just got all the money and all the players and all this. Now, meantime, who the hell, raise your hand, is okay with a world where you also, as Giants fans, feel like you can't compete with the Padres? What are we doing? What on earth are we doing? Have we decided that that's a better organization than this? That organization, which spent 30 years telling its fans we're 3 years away for 30 years? Like, they finally figured some things out. They still haven't been to a World Series in recent times. So, like, this idea that, like, oh, those two teams, what are you going to do about it? Get on their level. Get on their level. And I believe that that's the way Buster thinks. And I believe in him. But he's got a tough job. He's got a tough job because he does not have a tremendous minor league system right now.
Right,
so
right.
He attacked that the way that he could. And he brought in really good players, and they kind of performed, and it still didn't work. So, yeah, everybody is in a vulnerable position.
I like what you said about it's never just one person's fault, and I want to encourage you and everyone to bring that same energy when we say things like Ronnie Bell and Kwaski Tartt, for example, and Kyle Williams, 49ers, where it's never just the one person's fault, and we all will remember the Ronnie Bell drop
100%.
That happened. And I'm just looking at it here. Minute 8 to go, tie game. Ronnie Bell with a drop that would have put them in field goal range. And well, Jake Moody, he was pretty good at the time, and you would hope he would make the kick, but
he didn't.
And next thing you know, a 25-yard PI and a big kick return by Xavier Smith, and you lose. So we all remember Ronnie Bell on the drop because that was huge, but it's never just one person's fault. And Kwaski Tart dropping an interception that was thrown right to him against the Rams in a game that you probably would have won if he caught the ball, but it's never one person's fault.
That's correct. There's always plays that are the face of the loss.
Sure.
But no, there's no such thing as it being one person or one play even. Lucky in the city. Hi, Lucky. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Will it is. How you guys doing today?
We're good, man.
Well, on this topic, man, I respect Bob Melvin, man. I actually watched him play. And so as a manager, he's had several teams, four teams, man, that he had super talent with and never did anything. The A's, Cleveland twice, even us. I think somebody else as well, if I'm not mistaken. And with all that talent, and you're a manager, and you're supposed to know the game, and you played it in the position, but you can't get your team past a certain level. Why would you want to subject yourself to doing that again for a whole another season of having somebody who's I'd give him a Hall of Fame nod, but he's not a Hall of Fame manager. So what are we going to do? I think go get somebody else. We don't have to necessarily go get Bruce Bochy, but go get somebody who has a passion and who has a flair and can bring something out of our team, man, because we have it's like a bubble that we have that's waiting to pop, man, and he's just holding it in his hand and not doing nothing with it. Come on, man. Let our talent explode on the field so we can start surpassing the Dodgers, Arizona, and the Padres, man. I know we're not better than them right now, but I feel we're better than them. Let's go, man. Come on, man. Show us something.
Lucky, thanks. The only issue with what Lucky's saying, I think Lucky speaks for many, there's a premise in there that I'm not 100% sure is basically the case. And when he says that you're like, why would you bring Bomel back when you know for sure that he can't get anything out of these guys? I don't know that for sure yet. I know he didn't this time, although he did for a month and a half. And then he didn't for a month and a half. And then he did for a month. And then he didn't for 3 weeks. And in fact, that's where my inner conflict comes from. Like, if he couldn't get anything out of him, then why for weeks at a time he was getting something out of them? And then suddenly he wasn't. But then he was.
Right.
And then he wasn't. Well, which is the real Bomel? Which is the real Giants? Which is the real Rafi? Which is the real Adames? I don't know. It wasn't consistent enough, and I can't sit here and tell you I know the reason why. To me, it's senseless. Absolutely, they had the pieces this year. They had them. Not to win the division, but to go to the playoffs. They had the best bullpen in baseball in the first half of the year. They had real hitters. If it took Rafi and Willie a minute to kind of get acclimated, okay, I get that. But you look around the rosters and whatnot, to me, the pieces were in place. Two all-star pitchers, the pieces were in place. And it just didn't translate. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't really know either, and I'm thinking about the season where you come out of the deadline and you lose 10 of 12. You lose 10 of your first 12, and Toronto swept you. You took 2 of 3 from Atlanta, swept by the Mets, swept by the Pirates, and that was how you came out of the break. So is that on the manager? Well, it's not on the manager. It's on the players. Ultimately, when the team started playing great, we talked about this before, your middle of the order was scorching. They all were 1,000 OPS or better. Your next three best hitters were also hot. So you had 6 or 7 of your 9 regulars who were on a heater. And do you credit Bob Melvin for that? Probably not. But when your team went, 15 games and you scored 30 total runs?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on Bob Melvin? Well, if that's on Bomel, then he also gets credit for when those guys were equally hot. So for me, sometimes we get too much into a spot of, We blame the manager when it's bad, but we don't credit him when it's good, and that to me is unfair.
I can prove it to you. Okay, okay, fans, let's do it. Who's that manager for the Brewers who's doing such a great job?
That's that one guy, right?
Yeah. Who's the manager for the Cubs? Crushing it.
Yeah.
They're going to be
that's
the
Don
lead.
Don Zimmer, I think.
I mean, we all know who the manager of the Dodgers is, and I would argue he's doing an awful job this year.
They should be better than they are.
Their bullpen is poop. It is absolute poop, and he keeps running the same people out there, and they're blowing games on a nightly basis, and they're going to lose in the playoffs. The Padres have a manager you might know because he's a division mate, but like he could be next to you in the grocery store, and none of you would know who it is. Philly's manager? Anyone? Seattle's manager? Go ahead.
Oh, he's having a great year.
Okay. Cleveland's manager you might know because he used to play for both of the teams here in the Bay Area.
He used to cheer for him, yeah.
Exactly. And I do believe in Stephen Vogt. I wanted them to hire him. All right. And, by the way, while everybody's staring at the Red Sox and Yankees on ESPN every single night, guess who's in first place in the American League East? The Blue Jays. Their manager is?
Yeah, it's Schneider. Cito Gaston.
Okay. Most baseball
fans. I like my 20-year-old answers.
Yeah, same here. I don't even know who the managers are who are doing a quote-unquote good job.
Baseball manager of the big three is by far the least important.
The least important
by
far.
Not even close.
I agree with you 100%.
NBA coach is still a good distance behind NFL head coach.
They agree with you.
Yeah.
They agree with you. That's why NFL and NBA head coaches who are really good are making $10 to $15 million a year. Baseball managers, some of the younger ones, are making $1 million
yeah, wow.
a year. I mean, it's not that. I mean, yes, it's important. Yes, it's important. But to think that they are the absolute heartbeat of the team's record, I just don't agree. I don't agree.
And what you said earlier is really the most important thing that you need in a baseball manager, which is you have the clubhouse. The guys believe in you, and this is where Gabe Kapler ultimately had to go because the team was fed up with, oh, here comes a righty. I hit right-handed. I got to look over my shoulder because I'm coming out. I'd rather not play and be able to play cards with my teammates in the clubhouse because you lost me, Skip. And I don't think that Bob Melvin's gotten to that point.
Not at all.
Which is why he's managed, I think, a total of 22 seasons. And if you look at Bob Melvin, for his career, his winning percentage is .513. And do you realize that he's only won one postseason series in his career?
Man.
One time.
Yep.
So if that wants to be your criticism, then that's fair. It was only with San Diego where they won a series and lost a series, but with the A's, unfortunately, they lost in five, they lost in five. With the D-backs, they lost in seven. Are those on Bob Melvin? Well, maybe. And so if that is your criteria, then all right, go ahead and bring somebody in who is super clutch in the postseason. Yeah.
The only hard part I'd have if I were Buster Posey, the only hard part I'd have about moving on from Bomel, I'd almost have a hard time because I'd be like, I traded away your bullpen. And then you went on a run and you got even with a playoff spot. And then you had a bad 2 weeks and now I'm going to fire you. Like, I took things from you. I took, and rightfully so. Like, he shares in what got us to that point in the beginning. But I took things from you, and then seemingly now we're going to make a decision about Bomel based on what happened in the month of September. And it's like, dude, Bob was not, he was not playing with a full deck this month at all.
You went in the fridge, and you took the lettuce, you took the tomatoes, you took the salad dressing, and you say, all right, Bob, make me a salad.
Make a salad.
Well, I got two cucumbers, I got some carrots, and I got some celery. All right, see what we can do with this.
Well, this is about a whole lot more than September.
For sure. For sure. But also, in the month of September, they drew even for a playoff spot. They were right there. So he also did that without a bullpen. And that's really good. And then you had really two awful weeks, and then that's really bad. Yes, what happened prior to the trade deadline is part of the conversation,
well,
too.
If we're not going to necessarily blame Bob Melvin for everything that went wrong when it went wrong, why are we giving him credit for when it went good?
I'm not doing either.
You either have to do both or neither, is my point.
I'm going
to
do neither. Like, I don't think that he is the centerpiece of all this. I understand that when things don't go well, people sometimes have to lose their jobs. That's life. That's life. And so he might. I'm just telling you that if it were me, I'd probably do one more year. I'd probably do one more year.
I think it'd be fair to give him that, especially when, as you mentioned, you trade his bullpen, and then in September, your rotation featured Kaiwei Tang with a 7 ERA, Carson Seymour, super wet behind the ears, and an opener spot, bullpen game.
That's the other thing that you want to talk about. The most undersold thing that happened this year is, okay, here's your starting rotation, right? Remember those guys? And you had Logan Webb, and you had Robbie Ray.
Yep, both top 10 in innings pitched.
There you go. That Justin Verlander went on some sort of weird, wacko journey all year long, and it took him at least half the year to figure out what was going on. And yes, he was hard luck in the first half of the year, but he also wasn't very good. And then he was really good, yet continued to be hard luck, but it was kind of too late on Verlander. Meantime, Kyle Harrison was underwhelming, then traded. Landon Roop was solid and then
hurt.
Gone. He got hurt. I'm trying to remember.
Jordan Hicks sideways and then traded, but he started nine games.
Started at the beginning of the year, but that was never really it. Don't forget Hayden Birdsong was supposed to be a part of this, and something went haywire mentally with Hayden. Really good start to the year. Interesting prospect. Whoa, he doesn't know where the ball is going anymore. So that's what. Then we arrive at what you're talking about, where like everybody who had the name Carson was starting a baseball game every Tuesday, and it's like, how am I looking at Bob here? Not all of that is totally out of his hands. That's totally out of his hands. So what did you lean on? Well, we got this great bullpen. Well, we're trading all of them, but we'll leave you one really good one. Oh wait, he's hurt. So. Not to make excuses,
no,
but that was a tough draw.
It's a tough one. And the thing about it is, through all that, you went on a heater because your offense finally started hitting like you would hope they would, and even beyond that. And then the pitching regressed to the mean, and the hitting dried up. And as a result, you've lost 10 of 12. Night-night.
Joe Thomas is going to join us next.
I can't wait.
Joe Thomas, the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to text Steiny, make sure he's listening.
Yeah, Steiny, guess what?
Joe Thomas.
Yeah, you can join us next now.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame offensive tackle, Cleveland Browns, but he covers the league and is just an unbelievable personality. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to just talk football. Apparently there's some food stuff that he would like to get to. And when an offensive tackle talks food, I don't know about you, I listen. And so, but the Niner run game, right? What's going on? The Shanahan run game, is Christian getting too many touches? He is uniquely qualified to talk about all this, and he will do that next. And then we promised you also, Shams talking about what Jimmy Butler's got going on. Think it's very, very important. So into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about that too. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This is Willard and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dibs. As we get ready to not just hear from the Hall of Fame offensive tackle Joe Thomas, but we get to see him as well because he's joining us on the Tube. So get over to YouTube.com. You can see Joe. He joins us on the River Islands guest line. Thank you so much for coming on, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just picked my daughter up from soccer and excited to be on with you guys.
Look at that. He's a good dad. And also, I'm told, maybe knows a thing or two about putting together a great Wagyu steak. We talk about food on our show a lot. So, like, we'll get to the football. But HallOfFameBeef.com, an offensive lineman who's raising beef on a farm. Do tell. I'm intrigued.
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, drove by some farms as a kid in Wisconsin, but never actually thought I would own a farm. And then in 2012, owned a farm, which was awesome. Like, yeah, it was pretty cool. I had my own little space. And then when I retired, my kid said, "Hey, Dad, you got nothing going on. Why don't you put some cattle out there? We'd love some pet cows." And I was like, "Okay, that sounds cool. These are some pets. It's okay. We can get away with eating these ones. So let's really do this up right. Let's get some Wagyu out there. Let's get some premium Angus." And really, I dove into it. It became just a huge passion project for me. Now my kids are involved. They help me feed the cattle. They get in the skid loader with me. And it's just really been a lot of fun just diving into that whole world and kind of taking the passion from my football game and the detail that I put into that to try to put it into my cattle and the food that you raise and kind of the health journey that I went on after I retired, trying to lose weight and figure out, you know, what makes me feel good, what type of food maybe is not so good for me, it doesn't make me feel so good, and trying to raise as much of it as I possibly can on my farm. And then now transitioning to being able to offer to friends and family, and then now through our website, HallOfFameBeef.com. So it's been a lot of fun, big learning process. I'm still a rookie, but I think we're putting out some pretty awesome stuff right now.
And you look great, and you don't look like an offensive lineman.
Seriously.
I just wonder, though, about the awkwardness of the kids, where farm-to-table is one thing, but pet-to-table is another. Is that a tough transition for the kids?
You know, we're not putting that on the label exactly, but, you know, the kids got over it pretty quick. I figured that they need to, like, understand right away. And so, you know, the very first steer that we had, we named him Jack, which is my son's name. And so we had Jack burgers and Jack steaks early on. And he was a little sensitive, but we made sure to have it done when he was 4. And he's 9 now. And so they got over it pretty quick because Jack was pretty tasty.
Wow, that's amazing. By the way, speaking of that, Joe, you said like your health journey, and Joe Thomas is joining us. And I know that this happens sometimes in football. I've joked before, the offensive linemen get smaller, the running backs get bigger, and you all meet in the middle after retirement. But like, I used to work with Nick Hardwick. You may know him. Unrecognizable, the idea that he was an offensive lineman. So we're dudes here, and I feel like I can ask you this. How much do you weigh now, Joe?
Yeah, thanks. That's something you can't get away with asking somebody in the office. The right. HR is going to be knocking on your door in a minute. But no, I'm like 250 right now. Nick Hardwick, I haven't seen him in a while, but I saw him after he retired. I mean, he looked like a yoga instructor out there. With all the weight he lost, he looked fantastic. He had to feel incredible as well. And you know, that was a big motivation for me, like just retiring because of a lot of injuries that just kind of built up, and the soreness and the swelling, the wear and tear. I mean, I was sliding down the stairs on my butt my last season in the NFL. I played half a year, tore my tricep tendon, but I only got to practice 3 times a whole year because I was so banged up. So it was really a journey of health that kind of led me to losing the weight and led me to raising stuff on my own farm and the farm-to-table approach with the cattle, and then trying to educate other people. A lot of people in my life wanted to lose weight, and I kind of helped get them started. And then now it's all about, you know, understanding where your food comes from and That's the great news is I know where my food comes from. It comes from my farm in Wisconsin in the Driftless Hills. So I don't have to ask that question anymore. And I know why I'm feeling better and looking a little bit better too.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely fantastic. Fun stories. Now let's get into some ball with you as well, Joe. And one thing that I know our fans, 49er fans, are thinking about a lot is A, the 49er run game, which we'll get to, but Christian McCaffrey touches is always a conversation every single year. And I'd love your insight, having been a blocker for a run game and whatnot. Like, how do you sort of navigate the idea of how much is too much? You got a great player, you want to lean on him, but then what about the end of the year? He's leading the league in touches. Is it too much right now?
Well, I think that's where the trust between the player and the coach is so important. When Kyle was my offensive coordinator in Cleveland, he was one of the best coaches that I've ever been around, not only for his scheme and the way he motivated players, but just the trust that he built, that relationship that he built with players where he could talk to them and he could get an honest answer from them. And so with McCaffrey, just having that relationship I know is very strong, and having that honesty of like, hey, you had 25 touches in this game, you had 28 touches, like, how's your body feel? How do you feel from a freshness standpoint? The measurements that they get with the GPS monitors, seeing that explosiveness, that acceleration, which really will tell you a lot about his central nervous system. We talked about my health journey. I got really nerdy on like the biomechanical side and the human science side of stuff where, like, if you're measuring your reactivity and your ability to accelerate and you see it's the same or it's better than it was in training camp or at the beginning of the year, you know his central nervous system is recovered and he's going to be able to handle all those touches. When all of a sudden that reactivity, that acceleration that he has, maybe not the top end speed as much as just how quickly can he get up to that speed, how quickly can he suddenly change direction, you see that dip. Now, from a sports science standpoint, you know that, all right, that central nervous system is taxed. We need to dial it back. We need to find a way to have him recover more maybe during the week. And then think about, okay, he's more susceptible to injury when the central nervous system is not recovered. So now maybe this is a game where even though we really need him, because obviously he's what we got on offense right now because of the injuries, you're going to have to dial it back and then try to spread the ball and then try to use him as a decoy as much as you possibly can, because the other team doesn't know you're not giving him the ball if you line him up in the flat or if you line him up in the backfield. So just being on the field, he can be effective even without actually getting the football.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point about the decoy factor. And just hearing you talk about the biomechanics and the other advanced analytics, does this also apply to offensive linemen? Because by the naked eye and many fans who watch Trent Williams at 37, it seems like maybe he's not quite the player that he once was. How do you look at an offensive lineman and be able to gauge when they've kind of taken that step down?
Well, first of all, nobody ever cares about our GPS numbers because nobody really cares how we feel. They're just going to say, hey, by the way, you're out there every play. Get used to it, buddy. I don't care if you got two torn MCLs and a high ankle sprain and your shoulder's out of socket. You got to play, bro. But I think you're just watching a guy and seeing, like, what's his mobility level? Because I think for me specifically, leaning into my own experience, like, I still felt like I could move as fast as I needed to. I was as strong probably as I ever was. But when you have that, the joint surfaces that are starting to lose cartilage and you're starting to have more swelling in your joints, you can't bend the way you want to. And so because you can't bend and get into your position with the technique that you're used to, right now you have to try to make up for it, but it's impossible because you're not as efficient in those positions. You can't bend your ankles to get your heels in the ground to create that force. You're not as powerful getting out of your stance. And so it's all those little injuries that kind of add up that make you feel like you're getting older, even though your muscles and your brain is probably working just as well as it ever has. So I think it's a tough thing when you watch guys that are getting older that really, you know, they still want to be out there and they're giving everything they got. But, you know, we all get old. You know, father time is undefeated, unfortunately. But I still think that Trent's got a lot left in the tank. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you come out of training camp and you're grinding away, and actually you get better as the season wears on, sometimes as an older player, because you just know how to take care of your body so much better than the younger players.
We're talking with Joe Thomas, the Hall of Fame offensive tackle, and check out halloffamebeef.com, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.